Thank you, Jesus. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart desire. I love to worship you. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Holy Spirit, manifest yourself in our midst today. In the name of Jesus. Please get seated. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. The greatest need of every believer are his spiritual needs. When our spiritual life is in place, everything comes under our command. To be spiritually minded engenders life and peace. To be carnally minded is death. We in the charismatics, we have promoted materialism about spirituality. We began to lose command without recognizing it. A hunger and thirst after things will lead to a wreck. But a hunger and thirst after God will lead to fulfillment. I stood before the Lord to write my expectations, and I couldn't. And I began to worship. Just a closer walk with you. Precious Savior, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Just a closer walk with thee. Precious Savior, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Earth the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You alone have my heart desire, and I love to worship you. You alone have my strength and strength. So you alone may my spirit lead. You alone art my heart desire, and I long to worship. I wrote them. My greatest needs. If you can read my writing.
Just a closer walk with you, Lord Jesus, this is my plea.
Just a closer walk with you. Precious Savior, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I try to write just a closer walk with thee. Precious Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
As the heart panted for the water brooks, so let my heart continue to pant after you all the days, all my days on the earth.
Full page. First page. I hope you can read it. Jesus. Help me. To begin to walk. So please. You know, I write shorthand, and so young men like this may not be able to read it. You don't mind your spiritual needs, you'll be grounded. Beware of the Laodicean syndrome. We have need for nothing. You say, why? I have a bank account. Our spiritual needs are our capital needs. The foundation of God stands sure, having the seed. The Lord knows that are his, and let everyone that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in the great house there are not only vessels of honor, but there are vessels of wood, first of earth, no value. Valueless vessels. Of wood, can't stand the storms. Fire comes, it's consumed. Of silver, and then of gold. But if any man purges himself of all this junk, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, made for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Pant for an upgrade of your spiritual life today. We have access to the help of the Holy Spirit in His diverse manifestations. Pant for the Spirit of holiness today, which manifests with our sons of God. Christ was declared as the Son of God by the Spirit of holiness. Romans 1:4. Pant for the Spirit of obedience. Was obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Ezekiel 36 and verse 27, he said, I will put my spirit within you. It will enable you to walk in my ways. You shall keep my judgments and do them. Pant for the spirit of delightsome obedience. You are not obeying God under stress. For the spirit of love, a new level of love for God that makes a believer a wonder to his world. He said, the Holy Ghost shed abroad in our heart. May the love of God shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost which is given to us. Romans 5:5. That my daughter said, it was in my heart to build God a church. I had nothing in my hand. But because I heard my father say, if it's in your heart, go put it in your hand. And God did. The spirit of love. You are just all out for God. It's as strong as death. It was walking in Daniel. Walking in Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They despise death. Because love is as strong as death. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 and verse 6. Ask for the spirit of love that makes God occupy the center of your life. You are organizing your life for sweatless trial, stress-free breakthrough. I'm not perfect. That's why I'm crying. You know, I'm just pressing. I'm pressing not to go back from where I found myself, but to go forward. Paul said, I'm not perfect. And I'm less than perfect than the Paul I knew. Please, mind your spiritual needs. Kapronke keno treni yagalabot. In Yagalaboradis, in Budiangola.
Yes.
This is what the devil is attacking today. People are running spiritually bankrupt. Spiritually bankrupt. Bankrupt. Churches are beginning to preach what people like to hear. You can't walk with God. I can't walk with God on my own terms. Can two walk together and say if they agree? Our spiritual needs are our greatest needs. As pastors, members, leaders in various areas, founders of ministries, our greatest needs, our spiritual needs. I know many things in the ark, and many will come in there today. If you need to, pay down your spiritual needs. Do another list for yourself. This is vital. We have diverse helps of the Holy Ghost available to us. For as the deer panted for the waters, so my soul longed after you. You alone at my heart desire, and I love to worship you. For you alone at my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone at my heart desire. For to be spiritually minded is life and peace. For to be carnally minded is death. A strive to maintain the fear of God as a lifestyle. For the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom is what enthrones, puts us in command. For by wisdom kings reign and princes decree justice. He said just before that, chapter 8 of Proverbs, verse 15, for by wisdom kings reign, he said in verse 13, the fear of God is to depart from evil. And then you begin to flow in wisdom, which enthrones believers. That is, gives command, believers command over life situations and circumstances. Across the nations of the world today, no matter who teaches what, the content of this book is settled in heaven forever. There will never be a new generation Bible settled in heaven forever. It's very risky to add to it. It's dangerous to suffer from it. Heaven and earth may pass away, but my word shall not pass away. There is no new age revelation. If it's not settled here, it's not the truth. If it's not seated here, it's not the truth. Young people, listen to me.
there is no young people Bible. I was young like you when I met Jesus. I got saved at 15. That's not an old man. And I followed this old path till date without a one day regret. This old path. Let's place more. It's not in the Bible. It's good for a young man to bear his yoke in his youth. All these watered down things that people are doing around now in the name of young people, small people. Is it not now that they start separating youth from Central Church? We are all together. Everybody was together in one church, my friend.
Yes.
Oh, now they will sing and shout for 40 minutes or 1 hour. They say they are young people. You are wasting them away. Get them here. What is this? Life is so interesting. I began touching revelations of Jesus from age of 16. Light and direct. Beware of modern Christianity. People mourn at the end of it. You ask your son, where is he? Say, why are you asking me? Your son? Sit down. Where do you think you are? I cast out that devil of disobedience. On this spot. You see, they are nowadays children. Now what? Is that nowadays heaven? I bind the spirit of rebellion in all our youths and young adults in the name of Jesus. Just a closer walk with you. Precious Jesus, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. And just a closer walk with thee. Precious Savior, this my plea. Just daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I began hearing the voice of God very distinctly from the age of 22. Just a closer walk with thee. Precious Savior, this my plea. I'm daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. None of our children will be lost to the devil. All this education without consecration will lead to crisis. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. I'm sending my son somewhere. Your son is not to obey you at home. You are sending him somewhere. He will show you. You couldn't handle it at home. You think teacher will parent them? No. Just a closer walk to thee. Precious Savior, this my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord. Let it be. There's a lot of prophetic function out in the house today. And I want you to plug into it. Because everything that you have carried as baggage must drop. They must drop today. Sir. You can be a pastor of the most canna. No touch with heaven. Look at all reality. You can be a frontline settled long-term member and just be disconnected. But today, this recovery prophetic intervention will restore everyone on the way to an evil end. So whatever despises the fear of God is to disconnect believers from God and make them vulnerable to all vices that will stop their way to heaven. No one's way shall be stopped to heaven. Unveiling the covenant highways of life. By the fear of God, a prisoner was catapulted to become a prime minister. After some long trek of 13 years, sold into slavery at 17, but emerged on the throne at 30. Life is a journey. Numbers 9:15-23. Destiny is a process. Our light shining more and more and more until the ultimate agenda of God is delivered. Stop being in a hurry. Stop being in a hurry. Life is a journey, and we journey there. They were on their way to the promised land. Anytime the clouds settle, we settle. And the cloud move, we journey. Life to a promised land in heaven is a journey. Destiny is in phases. If you don't go at its pace, you will lose your peace. Destiny is in phases. The path of the just is as a shining light, shines more and more and more unto the perfect day. And progress is in phases. Progress is in phases. There is no product that does not go through a process in the factory. No man is born a giant. In the nature, you don't give birth to a child 3 meters tall. The mother will run. The doctors will run. The father will run. It's not done. Even Christ came as a babe in swaddling clothes. And the child grew. The child grew. The child didn't jump. The child grew. No matter how a great destiny you carry, you will need to grow into it. People are in a hurry. People are deadly in a hurry. They play all kinds of games to jump the queue. See, no precautionary and desirable. People are in a hurry. Progress is in phases. Life is a journey. Destiny is a process. One step after another, one step after another. I was the first sanctuary keeper of this church. The first. I will sweep and dust the benches and pray over them that people will come. My wife and I lived in the office building with our son. One toilet for everybody. Life is a journey. Jumping around the world won't change the faces. Won't change it. It's like not having a foundation and building a tower, it will crash. Receive the grace for patience of faith today. Somebody saw the ARC project on the video yesterday. Don't go and be perspiring. It's not your turn yet. Start walking your way step by step to God's ultimate agenda for your life. Don't kill yourself. If they put that on your head today, you will die. The capacity to bear it is not there. Put a bag of cement on a toddler because it's very mighty. He will die naturally without any satanic oppression. There are things you can't carry now. May you not try to carry it. Please. Because you have a generation that's in a hurry. So they end up in horror. They are just in a hurry. They will bow to any devil to jump the queue. They won't put the church sticker on their car because of where they are going. They won't. Or are you also part of them? No. It's my wife that goes to church. He wants a contract. He's despising God. Who will give it to you? If you get it, who will bless you? Stop that! And just a closer walk with thee. Precious Savior, this my faith. Can Paul back me up? My God, you better wake up. You don't get results spiritually, you will lose it satanically. It's your turn for a change of story. I gave a stop to the devil's intrusion by saying, whatever my God cannot do, let it remain. Whatever my God cannot give me, may I never have it. Wherever my God cannot take me to, may I never get there. We are going somewhere. What as our spiritual life is reset to, our command level will rise higher. None of us there, we are all pressing our way forward. But we must not be found at the same point again. There must be obvious change of story in our walk with God. The covenant of scriptures will deliver under all circumstances. Doing what God said, we always walk. Being what God says, we always deliver any day, anytime, anywhere. There was famine in Egypt. It was so bad. Money failed. Economic crunch. People were offering their bodies for sale. But under the same circumstances, covenant people began to flourish. The Bible says they grew, they multiplied exceedingly, they had possessions. In the midst of famine, a clear description of the supremacy of the covenant above prevailing circumstances. The present economic woes of the world will not reach you. Biblical covenants are the highways of life. You are just set above them. You don't live under circumstances with the covenant. You are above only, above only, above only, above only, above only. We have never commanded heaven's resources than as the economy of this nation began to run down, began to run down, began to run down. God's supply began to mess it up. It doesn't matter what I want to do, I will do. And so under this economy, horror, 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 where they are crying, dollar is increasing, dollar is multiplying. I said many years ago, there is no devalued currency. Just have enough. Just have enough. I was saying that when dollar was 3 naira, just have enough. Not that naira is now going up. Just have enough. There is no amount of dollar you can not acquire if you have enough. Just have enough. We have a U.S. company here now who are responsible for the roof manufacturer. They shifted their machine here. So we are funding the economy. Abarakatan Korea. Stop that. Stop that. When I speak to government, I'm not speaking to them as going to defend the church. I'm speaking to them for the well-being of the nation. We delivered nearly 2,000 churches last year. And you had a good report this year. 843 already delivered in Nigeria. The covenant is superior to prevailing circumstances. Any day, any time, anywhere. You get angry, you break your head and die. We are going to show them. Show who? We are going to show God. Proclaim, proclaim, cantanabo electia. I like the sons of God and daughters of God to come aware of their content. Become conscious of your content, your content, your content, your redemptive content. Become conscious of your redemptive content. And see how much command you start having. Have respect to the covenant of scriptures. It's the stabilizer of destiny. It's the security of austerity. Biblical covenants are the highways of life. Isaiah 55, verse 8 to 10. For my thoughts are higher than your thoughts, and my ways are higher than your ways, said the Lord. For the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and the turning of thither. But watereth the earth, maketh it to bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. So shall my word be. My highways are as contained in my word. Doing what God says puts you in command of what is happening around the world. Receive that grace today. Walking in the highways of God can make a nation out of a man. walking in the highways of God can make a nation out of a man. So I see men and women like nations rising in the body of Christ. That's why the devil wants to disconnect us from access to those highways through careless, ungodly living that will not let anybody have access. For the secret of God is only with them that fear Him, and He will show them His covenant. So you find philosophy and psychology filling the pulpits around the world. You find applaud gathering statements and say, clap for me. That's what they are saying most of the time. Not in words, but in action. Clap for me for this cerebral statement. We have more speakers now than ministers. Anybody can be a speaker. All your lecturers in school are speakers. But we are called to be ministers. Many men like nations, not by crooked schemes, will begin to rise in the body of Christ. Men and women that nations will need them, need their input, need their wisdom, need their kind of results, will start rising in the body of Christ. If you see yourself as one of them, let me hear your loudest amen. They will be young, some will be middle-aged, some will be old. But by the touch of God on their life and the quality of their work with God, they shall become men to be consulted. Women to be sought after. Don't let no devil rob you of this awesome heritage. Engaging the covenant highways as contained in scriptures will empower any believer for dominion, race or color notwithstanding. Race or color notwithstanding. He has made all nations of one blood. He has redeemed us from all nations and tribes, and has made us kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Walking in the covenant highways of scriptures will empower any believer for dominion, race or color notwithstanding. God is not a racist. God is God. God is not Nigerian. God is not African. God is not American. God is not Europe. God is God. He has made all nations of one blood. We only divided it into blocks. One blood. Blood groups are the same anywhere. There is no white blood group. An Asian blood group, an African blood group is one blood. Your color is not a disadvantage. Ignorance will be disadvantage to anybody, black or white or yellow. Black or white or yellow. Chisigi Panga. But there is no difference with God between the Jews and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Romans 12:10. Acolytes, He was talking with Saul before he finally poured oil on him. I'm talking to you on how to make the oil work. You don't have this. You are just applying pomade. No effect. But look out for a spiritual deposition that will be evident in your daily work. You are either confined with dominion or your struggle continues. But today, in the name of Jesus, by this prophetic word going, it is entering into your spirit right now. Your story has changed. Your story has changed. If you will hearken diligently to the voice, Lord your God, and observe to do all His commandments that is ringing out now, that the Lord your God will set thee on high above all nations. There are many such high flyers coming up by the hand of God. He said, the Lord, not the people, the Lord shall set you on high above all nations. The Lord. When the Lord sets you up, nobody can pull you down. The Lord will set you on high above all nations of the earth. The Lord. Everybody pushed Joseph away. The Lord picked them up. And the one that pushed him away came and bowed before him. The Lord. After this impartation, by your choice to walk in the fear of God, the Lord will pick you up against the will of your enemy. And put you where you belong. We are redeemed as mountain top personalities, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. We are redeemed as the light of the world, as pace setters, pathfinders and trailblazers. Don't let the devil cut to your destiny. Let it be precious in your sight. You know, Esau said, I'm hungry. What did this butler do to me? Give me please pottage. It's smelling good. He ate the pottage and lost his destiny. No one here will lose their destiny. He despises his birthright. He will not despise your birthright. Acts 17, verse 26. He has made of one blood all nations of men to dwell on all the face of the earth. One blood. People, don't let inferiority complex sell you into slavery. One blood. A time is coming when the nations people are running to will be running to you where you are. One blood. Stay in your place. Let God lead you so you don't miss your place in life. among others who shall be receiving this morning. The fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. Amen. Now, let me humble you with this. Organizations don't carry unction. It's individuals that carry it. Organizations don't carry unction. It's individuals that carry it. And that's where meekness comes when it comes to impartation. You don't receive the carrier as a carrier. You can't partake of what you carry. Paul said, you are all partakers of my grace. Not of the Philippian church grace. Of my grace. And such as I have, I'm releasing to you freely. I carry by grace the spirit of faith that's set to lead a generation. Not by skill, not by experience. I had God say to me, we had that in the powerhouse, Bishop Ebuyeme, the destiny of this age. You don't talk like that when you are not drunk. I'll be apostle to you. You wrote it down. The destiny of this age has been committed into our hands. Are you mad? A word comes up here and there's only surrounding the entire world. I took it not from Kenneth Hagin Ministries, I took it from Hagin. Somebody is taking something here today. There are people in this church who are not partakers of this grace. Because they don't recognize the carrier. They just admire the carrier. And there are those across the Atlantic who are flowing in it. Set your heart right. You are all partakers of my grace. Men are carriers of grace, not organizations. Go to my servant Adeboye, I will have him lay hands on you and shall be filled with the spirit of wisdom. Not go to the dim Christian church. I was in a server many years ago and I said, last night Kenneth Hagin spoke to you, this morning Copeland will speak to you. I'm a carrier of the grace on him. Aplople praktanaro ediano shagilo. This is where meekness comes in. Water never flows uphill. Water flows downhill. Without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better. Until the carrier is considered, recognized as above you, nothing from him can flow to you. There shall be a flow this morning. There shall be great flow this morning into every life in the name of Jesus. The spirit of faith is the same for all generations. Say, are we having the same spirit of faith? 2 Corinthians 4:13. The same spirit of faith. Hagin got it from somewhere. I got it from Hagin. Several are getting it from me. Several will get it from you. Hagin has gone to heaven since 2003. I've maintained the connectivity. And the flow has continued.
This generation needs to be careful. Be careful. A disconnect at any point will stop the flow. A disconnect from where any grace flows to you will disconnect the flow at any stage of your life, sir. This is not enough. Worship. This is spiritual love. This is it keeps flowing. There are times I shout. I see Ben's leader who's shouting. No matter how old your water bearing pipe has been, when it's disconnected from the mains, it runs dry. Like it is connected from Jesus, as written of your salvation. My prayer today is that whatever flows to you will keep flowing all the days of your life. We keep flowing all the days of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I want to believe that what the Bible refers to as the shield of faith is the spirit of faith. We are going to be able to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. There are four categories of faith. Recognizing scriptures. One, a measure of faith. That comes along with our salvation. The faith that brought us to Christ is as given by God. Many people had what we had. It didn't move them. But the measure of faith granted us brought us to Christ. Romans 12:3. Is given to every man the measure of faith required to accept Christ, or as anyone may choose to reject him. I don't believe that. That means I despise that measure of faith. I don't need it. You invest little into that faith, it becomes little faith. You invest much to that faith, it becomes great faith. So there is little faith or weak faith. It can't stand the storms of life. O ye of little faith, why did you fear? Why did you fear when you saw the storm? Little faith can't stand the storm. And then great faith, you may call that strong faith, the kind that Abraham operated with. It has capacity to withstand the rough weather. He considered not his own body, which is not as good as death, but was strong in faith, even glory to God. And then you have supernatural faith. Supernatural faith, which we call the spirit of faith. But listen to me. Every category of faith requires a good conscience to work. Ameno tanga pradeso. Every category of faith requires a good conscience to deliver. Holding faith and a good conscience, which some have ignored concerning faith, they have made a shipwreck of their life. Faith without a good conscience equals a shipwreck, a crash on the journey. Good conscience. Good conscience. That's why faith does not work for liars. Faith never works for hypocrites. Faith will never work for thieves. The cross of the Lord is in the house of the thief. He that walketh deceit shall not tarry in my house. He that telleth lies shall not dwell in my house. Psalm 101 verse 7. Faith requires good conscience to walk. The rod of Elisha didn't walk in the hand of Gehazi. He laid it on the dead who was on the bed of the anointed. He didn't rise. He didn't rise. He was wondering, what are we going to get from this woman? Inside his heart was the money. It won't work. There are many money sick people in church. Faith won't work. Yes. Oh God. That contract. They are praying kingdom and only prayer. But no. What is the matter? Oil contract. And when you say amen, say amen. Hypocrite. It's not praying that prayer. It's not connected to it. Hold in faith and a good conscience, which some have ignored concerning faith, they have made a shipwreck of their life. Can you now see how the fear of God is foundation of everything that works in the kingdom? Papa, lay hands on me. It won't change it. No good conscience, no delivery. I met him every day. Judas was with Jesus every day. How did he lose his place? Somebody was anointing Jesus on his feet. He said, ah, this will have been sold for money. My God. Will have given to the poor. It's a lie. Jesus said that because he was a thief. There was nowhere they say Judas said something. Oh, have you read the Bible? That Judas said. No. Judas neither prayed nor said. His conscience was defied. It was sealed with hot iron. Over to you. Faith never works with you in the morning with Jesus, in the evening with native doctor. Never works. With you living what the word of God says to what your grandfather said, it never works. Whether supernatural faith or superlative faith, faith without a good conscience never delivers. There are many with dead conscience. It's no longer sensitive to anything. He's here with hot iron. The sails are dead. There'll be recovery this morning. 1 Timothy 4, 2. There are those with defied conscience. All this in the Papa is saying, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. And yet, they say, now, let's pass the mantle. Yes, I believe in the mantle. It won't work. It won't. You go behind the scenes, you are casting aspersion on the anointed. It won't work. It won't work. You will try to work it for all your life. It won't work. God's word is settled in heaven forever. To the defied, nothing is pure. Nothing. Titus 1:15. And then we have weak conscience. It falls for anything around it. Whatever others are saying, saying it. Nothing's working in Nigeria. What of you? Well, in our church, they say we shouldn't say that. But actually, to be very factual, things are hard. And then they come to church, we say, your case is different. Amen. It never works. The first book I wrote was The Law of Faith. What makes faith work? What makes faith work? You don't keep the laws, it won't work.
And then we have a good conscience. And then we have a pure conscience.
May we graduate from good to conscience today. From good to pure conscience today. Holding the mystery of the faith, which is the spirit of faith, with a pure conscience. I said, we are not under stress.
Well, I don't believe that. And yet I pray for you, say amen.
It won't answer. It won't answer. It won't answer.
It won't.
Paul said, wherein I exercise my conscience to be void of offense, both towards man and towards man. Your schemer, financial schemer, it won't work. Changing books, changing figures. Your computer scammer, it won't work. You are pushing drugs, it won't work. Faith is not a magic wand, it's a spiritual force. It can fail.
Jesus said, I pray for you, Peter, that your faith faileth not.
These are what causes faith failure. A defied conscience, a dead conscience, hypocrisy here and there.
There's a river of wine flowing out through me.
Somebody's getting healed. Somebody's spiritual life is getting resettled. Hold them faith and a good conscience. If I'm angry with you, you will know. It's not that somebody will come and tell you. No prophecy, you will know. And if I see you, I'll call you and say, this is it. That's the little level I've reached. I was told that somebody was sick and it would be good if I pray for him. I said, ask him, will you finish my prayer? I don't pray nonsense prayer. I told you, ask him. If he needs my prayer. No, ask him. But for me to lay hands and be jumping when I know that you are off, I won't do that. I won't do that. Ask him if he needs my prayer. Now, don't go and say, my father is a lie. There's nothing in it, sir. Nothing in it. To thyself be true. Be true. To thyself be true. To thyself be true. To thyself be true. This thing is not magical. They are mysteries of the kingdom. They are mysteries of the kingdom. My prayer is that every single prophetic release today will impart on your life. Thank you, Jesus. May everything that grace has endowed me in the school of faith find full-blown expression in your life. What are the characteristics of the spirit of faith? The spirit of faith puts believers on auto faith frequency with capacity to respond spontaneously to the challenges of life. It speaks to you what naturally you cannot utter. It responds spontaneously to challenges, to bring them under control. He said, don't mind what you will say. It is the spirit of your Father that shall be speaking in you. Matthew 10:20. Prompt response of faith to challenges confronting us. Those three Hebrew boys were not speaking on their own. We are not careful to answer you in this matter. It's a spirit speaking in them. Nobody dares carry phone is that way. And they were not premeditated. No. It spoke out through them. And all the devils in hell were crushed. What spoke in Caleb was the spirit of faith. We are well able to take the land. Let's go first one. He has fully followed me. That was the help of the spirit of faith that came alive in him. Prompt response to instructions from the Father. Prompt response to challenges from hell. Prompt response. That's why the spirit of faith speaks the unspeakable. You think they are drunk. It was at work inside David. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that should defy the armies of the living God? Today, I will bring down your head. That's not tiny David of 17 years old speaking that way. Spirit of faith. I will bring down your head for the fowls of the air. My God. God, who gave me the lion and the bear, will give you to me today. It was God who threw the sling, not David. If you measure that force in physics laboratory, it won't generate what we saw. The stone entered the skull of Goliath. He fell down dead on his face. The spirit of faith speaks the unspeakable. When you hear me voice some things that you jitter, I was not in control. The spirit of faith, boom, bam, not organized. It speaks the unspeakable in your defense. For your progress, for your advancement. Suddenly came David has slain his 10,000 and Saul his 1,000. Then the battle between him and Saul. But he arrived at the throne at the age of 30. It's a journey. Today, receive a fresh endowment of the spirit of faith. We are looking at the spirit of faith before we go ahead to minister, because it shall begin to manifest in your life from now. The spirit of faith empowers believers to believe all things. How many things? To believe all things. Acts 24 and verse 14. But this I confess, Paul, the giant of faith, that after the way we they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things. The spirit of faith empowers us to believe everything in the world without argument and debate. Everything God says in his word, we are empowered to believe them. Empowered to believe them. The spirit of faith is a gift, it's not an achievement. It's a gift, not an accomplishment. It's not a proof of experience, it's a gift. And every believer is entitled to it. He said, earnestly covet the best of the gifts of the Spirit that you desire. It's every believer's right to carry the spirit of faith. And now we need that in these stormy days and this dark age.
Believe in all things.
The spirit of faith triggers incredible moves. Incredible moves. Through faith, Noah, a farmer, moved and began to build the ark. Hebrews 11:7. Through faith, they crossed the Red Sea. How? Tell them to go forward. And the sea saw them in flesh. It makes incredible moves. He believes all things, so he makes moves to authenticate the things he believes. This tabernacle shall be built and dedicated in 1 year. Yes, sir. Following day, we move there. We move there. Arise, get down to Lagos, unprepared, unpremeditated. Same day, we moved. The harvest of Africa is now overripe. The Friday that followed the Wednesday, we moved to dedicate the map of Africa to Jesus. It makes incredible moves. From now, no circumstances will dislodge you from making the moves that will advance your life. It makes incredible moves. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makes incredible moves. Number 5. The spirit of faith dares the undearable. The three Hebrew boys dared the red, they dared the fiery furnace. The fiery furnace surrendered. Dares the undearable. As found in scripture. The spirit of faith accomplishes impossible feats out of this world. Order of results. Daniel said, give us time. We will tell you the dream. We are not guessing. Give us time. Give us time. I will tell you the dream. Daniel chapter 2. It accomplishes the impossible. The spirit of faith is the master key to a world of exploits. That's the implication we're talking about. You deliver the kind of results that eyes have never seen, nor ears heard, nor has passed through the heart of man. All of the heroes, kingdom heroes, listed in Hebrews chapter 11, were all beneficiaries and manifestors of the spirit of faith. Control that sound, please. It's your tongue. It's your tongue. As we close, to partake of the spirit of faith recognize that God Himself
is the umpire of transparency. I will come and take of the things upon you, and I will put upon them, and shall prophesy with you, and shall bear the burden with you. I will come, I will take, I will come, I will take. Because man is man, he may not want to give it to you. You don't look like somebody who should have it. But God knows the heart, so He takes from you, He puts it in them. He's the one who gave it to you before, from wherever He took it from. Now He takes it from you and gives it to them. So, no gate crashing. If your heart is not right, you can't connect. You can't access it. He said to Simeon, the power of God, alias the power of God, in Acts chapter 8. He said, you have no part or lot in this matter because your heart is not right with God. Because your heart is not right. Because your heart is not right with God. Today, God will judge your heart right. And you will go home with your portion. And you will go home with your portion. God, I desired it. And He says, check His heart. Okay, I take it and I put it in you. You will experience your own today. I heard God say to me, my son David, the baton has been passed over to you. I took the baton spiritually, visibly. It began to show on arrival. It began to show on arrival. The sweat in ministry was gone. The effect was gone. You are taking your thing from here today. You are taking your portion from Him today. Paul said, I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. God knows my heart. I came this morning to ask Him to take all that He gave me, called the spirit of faith, and put it into everyone He wants to. May you be listed among them. To assess the spirit of faith, one, identify a carrier. Go to them that sell and buy for yourself. Matthew 25 and verse 9. I saw the spirit of faith resident in Eger. I saw the ease of command. I saw the impact without struggle. I said, Jesus, I want this thing. Whatever makes Eger Eger, I want it. Well, listen to me, sir. I've been following Eger since 76. I got the man to 86. It doesn't have to be that long. If I knew what to know now, I would get it online. Praise God. Amen. It's just to set your heart. But I saw that He has what I needed. I don't have to be told. I saw it with my eyes. You know the way I pray? Whatever makes me again, I want it. And He took it and gave it to me. And I returned. I was so blinded to everything. I couldn't tell who sat on my right or who sat on my left. I was in the gallery. I can't remember the name of the hotel. And I remember things a lot by grace. Till tomorrow, I can't remember the name of the hotel. I came for something. I was going for it. I came for something. I was going for it. As He was ministering, power went forth from that altar straight and hit me in the gallery. And I burst into tears.
sobbing uncontrollably.
And then the voice of heaven came, "My son David, the battle has been passed over to you."
That's where I took the battle from. Concentration. High level concentration. It's your portion today. It's your portion today. Wherever they see you from now, they will know the spirit upon again, which came upon David, has come upon you. You will gain sweatless command over the affairs of life. All that bows to Eden, which now bows to David, will start bowing to you. You belong to a genealogy of faith. A lineage of faith, of men and women that command dominion. Today, you will not miss your portion to careless approach. Believe something. Otherwise, how would you dare believe that it's time to get the aircraft? No, you set up a committee first. And I told you that Saturday morning, God just told me now, it's time to get the aircraft. You say, praise the Lord. What can you say? And we're going to the service right now. And I will mention it. God tells me something now, and you are coming. I will tell you right there. I said, God just told me this morning after the meeting that it's time to get the aircraft. Now it's time to leave. That was it. The plane landed 6 months after. 6 months after. Without any foreign input. It believes all things. There are many things God tells you. You won't believe it outside the world. Because the capacity to believe it is not there. It's not in great faith. It's in the spirit of faith. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, from after this service, your command will be unquestionable. Thank you, Father. Somebody bless. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Identify carrier. Receive the person of the carrier. You receive the prophet in the name of the prophet. Shall receive the prophet's reward. Receive the person and minister of the carrier, which Elisha did, and he got it. Pray for what he carries. As the Lord liveth, I won't let you go. Wherever you go, we'll go together. Engage a sonship tie with the carrier. As a good man liveth an inheritance with children's children. Humility. God is turning the heart of the children to their fathers in these last days. Humility. The King of Israel says, "My father, my father." Humility. Stay connected for continuous flow. We say that. Now, keep feeding the spirit of faith with the word. The word is the food of the spirit. You feed little faith to grow into great faith. You pant and crave for the spirit of faith, it comes. You have to feed that spirit to stay actively alive. The Holy Spirit is a spiritual personality. He needs to be fed. You keep feeding the spirit of faith or it will die. You feed it on the word. Not I got it. You have to feed. Not feed. So it's those who stay on the word that keeps your faith alive in them. You stay on the word to keep the spirit of faith alive in you. You keep feeding on the word of faith. You keep feeding on the word to keep the spirit of faith alive in you. Antemlo ti klaros ekolamita zibrolisha darabano. Again, we come back to the same point. When you stop walking in the fear of God, you have no access to the word that feeds the spirit. So you still crash. You have to keep living in the fear of God to keep accessing the word that will feed your spirit. Back to it. That's why today, the wave of the doubt of the fear of God that's coming upon the church, I command them cast out in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes a man see sin as holiness, it's a trap. It's a trap of the devil. My friends and co-laborers who are ministers of the gospel, great men, don't get trapped by it. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Everything that works in the kingdom has the fear of God as the foundation. Everything that works. Everything that works. No matter how a giver you are, if you are a schemer, you can't prosper. You can't prosper. Forget it. Can't. When you steal and give, you are reporting yourself to God. This is what I stole. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. But from today, look at them in Chicago. From today, everything you touch with the operation of the spirit of faith in you will begin to deliver. Keep feeding. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes. It's your turn. It's your turn. May everyone that choose to line up with these prophetic warnings from Scripture return with testimonies. The things I used to do, I do them. And the things I used to do, I do them no more. The things I used to do, I do them. There's a great change since I met the Lord. Since I met the Lord, great change since I met the Lord. There's a great change since I met the Lord. There's a great change. Now watch. Great change since I choose to change. There's a great change since I choose to change. There's a great change since I choose to change. There's a great change since I choose to change. It's a choice to make. Hallelujah. I see an army rising that no devil can stop their way forward. Great change since I choose to change. There's a great change since I used to change. There's a great change since I choose to change. Yes, a great. The place I used to go, I go there. and a place I used to go. I go there no more. The place I used to go. I go there. There's a great change since I choose to change. Oh, my great change since I choose to change. There's a great change since I used to change. Yes, a great change I choose to change. There's a great change since I choose. The things I used to think, I think them. And the things I used to think, I think them. The things I used to think, I think them. There's a great change since I choose to change. Everybody say great change since I choose. There's a great change since I choose. There's a great change. Come on, give the Lord a free hand of praise. Father, thank you for your visitation this morning. Thank you for the massive changes taking place in our lives. Receive our thanks in Jesus' name. Men and brethren, all over the world where we are gathered at this meeting, your only access to this realm of triumph, this realm of beauty, this unstoppable realm of breakthrough is Jesus. I'm inviting you today to come to Jesus for the rest you have been looking for. I'm asking you to return for those who have gone astray back to your source of life, Jesus. Wherever you may be around the world at this time, in this service, you know that you're not born again yet. Or you know that your fountain has run dry. You need to reconnect back to Heavenly Father. I'd like to pray with you before we administer what God has ordained for this hour. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, whether here on Shiloh ground or anywhere in the world, Jesus, save my soul. Jesus, I'm coming home. I wandered far away from you. I'm returning finally. Wherever you are, stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. Officials, go around. Nobody will come around this morning. There's no space out here in front. Please stand with them wherever they may be outside. Ensure that everybody's covered. And across the nations of the world, you are here today. You want to say, Jesus, save my soul. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to miss heaven. I don't want to miss the beauty of the adventure of life. Jesus, save me. I'm returning home today. Everywhere else, please move to the altar. Here at the base, stay where you are. The officials will minister to you right there. They'll give you a little sleep that you will need to feel, and they will be in touch with you for the furtherance of your faith. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. Nobody's coming out here in front on Shiloh ground. The crowd is steaming outside there. There is nowhere to put anybody. So please get up on your feet and let them administer those materials to you. And remain standing, please. I'm going to pray right now. Remain standing, everyone that's surrendering his life to Jesus. Remain standing and pray with you right now. Officials, make sure you are close to them. You are on every seat, so please make sure you find them. And then administer those materials to them. Jesus is Lord. Somebody knows that you have disconnected. You want to reconnect. Stand. Don't break it. Stand. Don't fake. We are just talking about hypocrisy now. Don't fake it. You know you need to reconnect back to God. You have gone somewhere. They have given you something. You know you have reconnected. It's not working. Get back. Jesus, restore me. I want to return back to you. Wherever you are, stand to your feet and join them right now. Join them right now. You have something in your pocket, sir. Something in your pocket. He said, Jesus, I believe you. You are a liar. Stand up and disown. Renounce those things and come back to your heavenly Father. Thank you. Somebody is standing up right now. You don't know what I'm talking about. You have something hiding somewhere in your house. And you are saying, I believe you, Jesus. He knows what you kept. He knows where you kept it. He knows what you trust. You say, I trust you. Trust who? Stand to your feet, my friend. And let Jesus receive you back. Disown. Renounce. And get back home and trash it. Trash that devil. You won't get any help from God by keeping it. You won't get any help from God by keeping it. You won't get any help from God by keeping it. Somebody's life is changing right now. And I'm speaking to everyone around the world. You can't have something by the side and claim to have Jesus in front. It won't work. A double-minded person is unstable in all his ways. Letting nothing shall receive anything from God. You can tie 20 mantles together. It won't bring deliverance. Wake up. Thank you, Jesus. Many more are getting up. Wherever you are, stand to your feet. And say, Jesus, I'm returning back home. Enough is enough. I've gone away far from you. I'm returning back home finally. Amen. Thou shalt not have any other God beside me. You shall not have any other God beside me. There are many of you that have human gods, sir. Human gods. If it doesn't help me, how can I do anything now? That's why you are not getting anything done. You are not getting anything. So you go to the office every day. You never go to God once. What's like? Fracasso secluvia. Can I tell you this, sir? Listen to me, and I'm speaking to you out of a pure conscience. This ministry is not visible to any mortal man on this earth. I can say like Paul, I know no man after the flesh. I know God will take you far beyond where an army of men will take you to. When it's everlasting, I'm reaches you. It is everlasting heights. Let God be enough for you, my friend. 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 Stop clinching on the unbelievers. Stop clinching on the unbelievers. Whether they are political or every way or anything, stop clinching. A prophet can break out of it. We are where we are without any governmental input. Zero. From inside. Not in the middle. God will take you to anywhere. But it won't take you to where you will disconnect from him. So establish your connectivity to secure your next level. Establish your connectivity. If it takes you there, you will mess up. You mess up. Everybody standing, bow your heads before the Lord. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And on your own, all over the world at this time, on your own, let Jesus know, I need you, Jesus. I need a Savior. I'm about drowning. I need you, Jesus. Save my soul. I repent of my sins. I choose to change by accepting you as my Lord and Savior. Let it come from your heart, wherever you are. Everybody, pray that prayer if you are standing on your feet. I choose you today as my Savior. Whosoever comes to you, you will know why it's cast out. Receive me, Jesus, and justify me by your blood. Thank you. Would you pray this prayer after me? Just say it after me. You have said the way you want to, the way you know to say it. Let me lead you the way to step into the kingdom. Say after me, Lord Jesus, Everybody standing everywhere around the world, say after me, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Rescue my life. I repent of my sins today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me on the third day. You rose again for my rescue. Today, I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me back to the faith. By your grace, I shall live overcomer's life. By your grace, I shall no more be distracted. By your grace, I shall serve you to the end. By your grace, I shall make heaven at the end of my journey. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. I cover each of you with the blood of Jesus against all satanic interferences. Your choice today shall stand the test of time. The grace that brought you into the kingdom will preserve you there. In the name of Jesus. Congratulations. Congratulations. Please get seated. Complete those lists. Pass them on to the church officials that are out around with you. And all of us that are in the various stations, do the same. Be sure we're in touch with the deities of these individuals so we can become and remain members and help us of their joy. If you have your expectation card that has now been submitted, ushers will go right now and collect it. Amen. Praise God. I got my mind made up and I will. Now, the choir minister sing that song and then we pass on our expectation, children expectation card. Amen. Amen. While we do that, the choir is singing our way to sweet heaven by our choice. Come on now, go ahead.
Made up my world, stand up my world. See my Jesus, them days. I've got my mind made up, and I will stand up my world. See my Jesus.
Everything right now in the ark. Now let's stand to our feet. First, I'd like you to open up to receive at this time a fresh baptism of the Spirit of faith. By a cry of the heart. And deal me afresh with the spirit of faith, the kind at work in yourself. And deal me afresh with the spirit of faith. the kind at work in your Sabbath. Your heart on your chest. Plandi kohia geba galato de. Heavenly Father, your word says, what of you that you have not received? It's what you have given, I'm asking you to give. Jesus, let this treasure of the spirit of faith come upon everyone under the sound of my voice afresh. Let it lead the way to a world of exploits for your kingdom. Let it change the story of everyone supernaturally. In the name of Jesus. For everyone whose heart you have approved, let today mark a new dawn by this gift. I decree the raw manifestation of your new level of spiritual authority. I decree a full-blown manifestation of your new level of spiritual authority. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The spirit of faith never returns defeated from any battle. Never return defeated from any battle. From today, you never know defeat in battle again. From this moment onward, by this fresh relief, you never record a defeat again in the past. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands. Give him thanks if you got anything. If it came on you, give him thanks. If you got it, give him thanks. If you got it, give him thanks. In Jesus' precious name, we have received. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. Amen. Please get seated. We have seats most of the time all the way to the gate. The mornings like this. And so they are still bringing those items. But please know, one covenant trigger is called the altar of sacrifice. It's a covenant trigger for supernatural blessings. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of turnaround. The altar of sacrifice is the altar of turnaround. I'll show you a few of those lines to set your faith in place at all times when God prompts you to lay an altar of sacrifice. It may not be in your service, just prompting from heaven. And then to let you know what a sacrifice is. A sacrifice is anything you part with at a cost. Anything you part with at a cost. Anything you choose to part with at a cost. A lady was sharing today, one of my daughters, and she was parting with 20% of her salary all through the year. And then a blow up. She's never done that before. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them. They then come weeping, bearing precious seeds, shall doubtless return with rejoicing, bringing the sheaves with them. He that goeth forth weeping, or bearing precious seed, shall doubtless sacrifice answers under any condition. Bring the sheaves with him. Turn again our captivity, O Lord. So he said, and again, thank you. And again, thank you. What by grace I've seen as sacrifice today, if I'd been in my career for the next 100 years, I may never touch it. Never touch it. 100 years. But I sacrifice my way to my next level. Speaking. Never bad, never bored, never knew where children are going to school. God is not a teacher. Every commandment of children are profiting. God is not profiting anything from our obedience. Where do you want? Today we are learning our usual altar of sacrifice at Shiloh. Shiloh offers this twofold opportunity where we offer sacrifices and make vows. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 21. Yearly sacrifice. Every participant at Shiloh knows that yearly we rear an altar of sacrifice. is the pattern at Shiloh. And vows like that lady made. At Shiloh, Anna vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto thy handmaid a man child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, that shall no razor come upon his head. Vowed a vow. So it's a two channel altar. The altar of vows and the altar of sacrifice. That's a yearly sacrifice that comes to play a Shiloh. And so then, for the individual has turned around in any area of interest. We saw the cross on the earth averted from the altar of sacrifice that Noah reared. Whatever cross may still be hanging over anyone's life, generational, diabolical, whichever way. From the altar of sacrifice today, we see them no more again forever. We saw God sworn the initial blessing on Abraham from the altar of sacrifice. Because I've done this thing, and you have not withheld thy son, the only son Isaac, from me. By myself, I first swear. In blessing, I will bless you. Multiply, I will multiply thy seed. Thy seed shall be as the sun, as by the seashore. And thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Because you have done this thing, there is the thing of sacrifice we do that can provoke a sworn blessing on our life that imparts on our generations. So your sacrifice today, I decree, will bring you under that sworn blessing that will speak on your generations after you. Thank you, Jesus. God stopped the plague upon Israel from the altar of sacrifice that David reared. He said to Onan, I will not offer unto God on that of that which cost me nothing. Which cost me nothing. Onan said, take it for free. He said, never. I will pay for it. For I will not offer unto the Lord of that which cost me nothing. So he reared that altar, and God spoke from heaven, said to that angel, enough! Stay now thy hand. Today, God will stay every form of plague in any form. Plague on your business, plague on your family, plague on your children. Because I am the Lord, he said, and I change not. So expect this altar of sacrifice to stop every form of plague hanging around your life. God never lies. When my wife was between heaven and earth, I was offering sacrifices for our rescue. And God had in heaven the sage who led me to hearing the voice of God, T.N. Osborne, was in the house in Tulsa. He said, I saw the devil came around the house and some demons with him. And yes. And then while Satan was busy doing one thing, the demons were trying to enter the house. He said, hey, stop that. I said, should we enter that place? He said, and then they withdrew. And then another time, he said, I saw him I saw those demons trying to enter the place again. Satan now look at them. But I told you not to enter that place. He said, this thing will come twice. And it came twice. There are places they can't enter. By certain things have entered into. Amikoka, she will have gone to heaven? No. Forces came to play, among which was the force of sacrifice. Propretla prakta ake kankotama. I've never stopped having turnaround because my altar of sacrifice by grace is always active. Always active. Always active. Always active. Watch out. Sir, 10 naira is at a heavy cost to so many individuals. The last name he got. But, hear me, 10,000 is no sacrifice to many by virtue of where grace has brought them to. Stop playing religion.
Yes.
Whatever is not at a cost is no sacrifice. Whatever is not at a cost is no sacrifice. I sacrifice my pain in that affair with God. My son, what have you brought for me? My God, what do I have? My salary, give them to me. December 87, I've not earned a dime from this ministry. I'm among the most blessed people in the world. The altar of sacrifice changed my story.
You know, Papa speaks a lot. He can convince people, he can bamboozle people.
Okay, go to the bamboos. Don't hang around here. We teach the truth with verity and sincerity. Enough. Over to you. As we read this altar today, my prayer is that every scriptural verdict that pertains to sacrifice will answer in your life. Somebody gave a pair of shoes and walked back home. He drove a Camry to the next field. He looked around him, there was nothing. No, but I have these shoes. Is God wearing shoes? He did it in response of faith to the world. Response of faith to the world. If I give 1 million today, God will ask an angel to slap me. No, he has left me beyond that. But if I give 10 naira in those days, angels will be asked to clap for me. If I gave you 50 naira in those days, you will testify. If I give you today, you'll be wondering what sin you have committed. Say, my son, I just love you. There is something for you. You check it, 50 naira. God, help my heart. Why? You know I'm above that level. It's not a seed, it's a sacrifice for a turnaround in any of the area of your life that you know and that you don't know. That you know and that you don't know. I never saw those devils and demons. Dear Lord, my son. Watch. She was gasping for breath. The Lord told husband, stand up. Get down to the hospital. And meet me there. And she got there. She led down with that anointing. The forces that work in your favor, you can't tell. When you are in the covenant. There shall be no emergency in anyone's family from henceforth. Husband is gone to heaven. Bless his soul. What a blessing. Praise God. Amen.
We are running this altar to the Lord, not to a church or a mission. To the Lord. And he will answer. In Psalm 50, verse 5, as we close. Thank you, Jesus. It's your turn at last. Gather my sins together unto me. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And what happened? And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is the judge of all. God will manifest himself that I said so, you did so, I'm manifesting myself to you. That will happen in your life. The one thing we can't miss here is that supernatural wisdom is released from the altar of sacrifice. It was sacrifice that ushered Solomon into that out of this world order of wisdom. Give me wisdom. And he said, you'll be wiser than all men in your age. Today, the wisdom of God has built homes, built businesses, built, raised his children, will come upon everyone from the altar of sacrifice. New day! In the name of Jesus. If you have prepared your sacrifice before the Lord, get rid of it. And we are going to give it now. It's Shiloh sacrifice time. Come on, give the Lord praise. It's Shiloh sacrifice time. Gather my sins together unto me. Those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens will declare his righteousness, because God is the judge of all. Heaven is about to manifest his righteousness in your life today by this sacrifice. In the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Shall we rise to our feet? It shall be your next level turnaround sacrifice. This sacrifice shall be our next level turnaround sacrifice. All that believe in this scriptural body, I decree that each one comes under today. Heaven's sworn blessing. The Lord asked for me to offer a sacrifice, and I did. And on my way home, here is what he said. My son David, even if you don't want to be rich, it's too late. I heard it, I said it in my days of seeming poverty, where you can't trace prosperity around me. God swore his blessing on my life. My son David, even if you want to be rich, it's too late. I vow a blessing of wealth on you from the altar of sacrifice. From the altar of sacrifice. A friend in America met me sometimes and he said, years ago, what needs have you in your ministry? I said, our ministry has no needs. We meet needs. We meet needs. Our ministry has no needs. We meet needs. All the funds that planted all our initial churches across Africa, while from here, We are from here. In-house. Parande kaka kaka. May this sacrifice terminate the plague of poverty. The plague of lack and want. The plague of financial struggle. May anyone's vow today lead to a supernatural change of story. Somebody met me in Port Harcourt many years ago. He said, I made a vow of 100 naira at the Ahmadu Bello Stadium, Crusade, 1986. He was talking to me in 1996. Are you following? 10 years after. Yeah. What? You mean you have lost 100 naira since that time? He was struggling. 100? Is God hungry? No. Don't say what you won't do. No. God's not a joker. Don't say it. I said, somebody's 10 naira is a heavy sacrifice as recorded in heaven. Somebody's 2 naira is a heavy sacrifice. Stop playing games, my friend. Come true to yourself. May this sacrifice to the God of Shiloh lead to your turnaround visitation. May this sacrifice be a change of story for you. You shall not know plague in your life. Your family shall not suffer plague in their life. In the name of Jesus. My wife, in the midst of that horror, was parting with sacrifices, was sending home to sacrifices to the Lord, sacrifices to the Lord, from me, from house resources, in the midst of our trouble. Amikoka, she was on the wheelchair several times. She was alive and dead several times, but she came out of heaven. I pray that no one here will suffer any plague of the wicked. May every of our sacrifice be acceptable to God. May it result in open testimonies. You shall testify. Your hungry miracle children are released. Your hungry marital settlement is established. Your rescue from failure and frustration is over. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. I can hear the chains falling. Lord, praise and get seated. Get seated. Let the altars receive the sacrifices from all. While the choir saying, I can see and hear the chains falling. The chains are falling. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, while I them that dream, the chains are falling. You may have come as a prisoner, you are returning as a prime minister, the chains are falling, your story is changing. You may have thought that you'll be consumed in that fire. You'll come out of it to rain. The chains is falling. The chains are falling. Hallelujah. Many times that song, why we give our sacrifices to the God of Shiloh, who is resident in our midst and showing us light over and over. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Your sacrifice is blessed and acceptable to God. In Jesus' name. Just a minute, please. Don't put your expectation card or envelope into the sacrifice,
bowls, please. They are different items. Otherwise, your expression will become offering. Amen. And watch out for the details on how to offer your sacrifice. The channels available to us that we have been announcing all along, and Jesus will receive it. Your vows is between you and God. There is no need for to document anything, but we will see the manifestation in your life. Amen. Now, choir minister to the Lord.
I see the chains falling. I see the chains falling. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Every chain of failure, get off me right now.
According to the verdict of Psalm 126, let it answer in the turning of every captivity. Fill the mouth of every one of us with laughter from this altar. Let everyone become the talk of the town, the city, the nation where they live. Let your glory that cannot be hidden be unleashed on everyone from this altar. In the name of Jesus. If anyone brought any material seed, like we have always announced, dispose of them on your own and give your Heavenly Father the proceeds from it. The church takes no responsibility for disposing things on behalf of people. You do that on your own at your time and offer it to your God as you have purposed. Please, material offerings are not welcome. They are to be disposed of the individuals according to scriptural guidelines, and then you take the proceeds to the altar of the Lord as your Shiloh sacrifice. Glory to God. Glory to God. Whatever you have given from your heart on this altar of sacrifice must answer back to you. Maybe you're giving that with tears. You are returning with laughter. This one will impart on your generation after you. From this altar, God will make you to laugh. Another here will laugh with you. Congratulations. Congratulations. Help congratulate your neighbor on your right and on your left. Please move. Congratulations. Congratulations. Give the Lord the biggest hand of praise. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that handkerchiefs and aprons were taken from him to them that were diseased. That diseases departed and evil spirits went out of them. Can you move fast, please? Move fast from here. Quickly, clear this place. We have these Shiloh mantles across the nations of the world at this time, already blessed. But as you watch on the screen, the same way I'm laying hands on the ones here, I laid hands on the one they sent to you. And as the Lord lives, with that mantle in your hand, whatever works in my hand begins to work in your hand. And God wrought. Whatever appears a special problem, God's special miracle through this prophetic mantle will turn them to testimony. Any long-standing issue of your life will disappear as if they never existed. As Elisha smote the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went home. The same way Elijah did, Elisha followed. And the same answer came. In the precious name of Jesus, as this mantle of the prophet touched the one in your hand, the same unction on thee begins to manifest in the one in your hand. You say, what is in this mantle? My son, called Dallas, was involved in that Ethiopian air crash, 1996. He had his mantle tied around his neck. The plane broke to two in his presence. The only survivor without a scratch. The only survivor without a crash. What are they caring about? You better know where you are standing. That woman waved the mantle to the door of the kidnapper. The door opened on his own accord. And she went to liberty. In the precious name of Jesus, what is in your hand now will no longer be called an anchor. But a prophetic mantle. In the name of Jesus. Somebody died and they sent the mantle to her. To him, sorry. When they were waiting for the ambulance, they saw the woman came back with a mantle. Say, give me space. Rub the body of the dead with the mantle. He sneezed and came back to life. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. The unction upon Jesus was in his garment. So the unction upon any of his anointed is in whatever they touch. Therefore, by this impartation today, every unction upon my life begins to answer in your life. One of us got a job, and when they were having the first board meeting, he saw them, they were trying to put the pinch their fingers and were putting the water with the blood in a calabash. He said, what? He took his mantle, where am I? A wind blew the mantle, it landed on the calabash, and the house caught fire. Everybody fled. This is not paper. This is not handkerchief. This is power. Every attack of the devil against your life will fizzle away like they never existed. So shall it be. I release Shiloh 2022 mantle. For raw transference. As it touches you, every evil spirit hanging around anywhere, tormenting your destiny, they will fly out of your life. In Jesus' name. Get seated, please. And let the ministers come and help circulate at angel speed across the audience and all across the nations at this time, every location, every location. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Repeat that song, please. Repeat that song. I can hear the chains falling. Every chain that follows you to Shiloh is falling off you. Every chain that follows you to Shiloh is falling off you. Please go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. Let's have the bottles of oil. Let them go ahead. Those who are okay.
All the chains falling. In the name of Jesus, I the chains falling. Can he the chains fall now? Hear the chains falling. Can he the chains fall now? In the name of Jesus, oh, can he the name of Jesus? I'm jumping out.
touch on your forehead, a touch on the one in your hand, and pass it in 1 second, please. 1 second. Just a touch. Give that woman a miracle. A touch. A touch. Another to carry a bale of materials and you are touching everything. One touch, please. One touch on your head, one touch on your hand, and pass it. Anything outside that, you have missed it. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. And I'm speaking to the entire world at this time, not that you are rubbing your body with it. No. A touch. A touch. A touch. I can hear that chain is falling. A touch. And begin to hear the chains falling, because they are falling. They are falling. They are falling. They are falling. And they are falling. At the same time, the content of this ark has been anointed now for speedy delivery of every expectation, beginning from after this service. Many are receiving calls right now. Therefore, Lord, see to it that every item in this act answers with speed to the individual. Carry on the two things that are going on at the same time in the name of Jesus. As this act has been anointed, fire is falling from heaven and the answer is coming down in your life in the name of Jesus. Go ahead.
In the name of Jesus.
Standing. Whatever miracles you experience, the word says, and God wrought. Not a prophet. Special miracles. By the hand. Just a channel. So that handkerchief and aprons were taken from him. To them that were sick, the diseases departed, and evil spirits went out of them. Everything hindering your advancement in your walk with God, everything hindering the fulfillment of your glorious destiny, clears off your life today. Unclean spirit out to get anyone derailed from following the law, those forces get off your life today. Every tormenting spirit over anyone's body or conscience, that spirit is cast out today. I decree that this man too will keep emitting fire between now and the next silo, that will make everybody know you are a partaker of the grace at work in his prophet. A madman came up one day and met my son, Pastor David Ibiome. I said, I know who you are. You are Bishop Oyedepo. Mad person. I know who you are. Emoka kata krakoko pakarwale Ektekeria gigado. Freely I got it. I never paid for it. And freely, you receive it today. Please take your bottles of oil. Satan is in trouble. All these forces happening at the same time. Satan is in trouble. Every nation of the earth where we are gathered today, every nation connected with this ongoing service, in the name of Jesus, every activity of the devil in those nations comes to an end today. Every minister of the gospel comes under fresh fire today. The same ease that I enjoy in ministry. Every devil knows I am at ease. I know in my knowing that I'm at ease. I'm not faking it. I decree every trace of tension in every ministry, every church, to get off finally today. In the name of Jesus. Every tension in every family, every business, every career comes to an end here today. May everyone's choice for a change be established by the empowerment of the Spirit today. Take your bottles of oil. No king reigns in Israel until he's anointed. To reign means to be in power. To reign means to command dominion. The content of your bottles, lift them up, is hereby declared the holy anointing oil. It shall be upon your head the anointing of a king. It shall be upon your head the anointing of a king. It shall be upon your head the anointing of a king. It shall terminate every form of slavery, including slavery to sin, slavery to sickness and disease, slavery to satanic oppression, in the name of Jesus. You are returning from here with the anointing of a king on your head. Dapokoka, Kekokantone, Emibiana, Sangelo Vekiana, Pekentrakalato Piketenia Rode. Every place you step your soles of the feet upon shall be given to you. In the name of Jesus. My God, how we entered 83 nations, additional nations this year, I don't know. The anointing that paved the way that no man can understand comes upon you here today. How the home says here, multiplied and added 21,000 within 1 year. I don't know. 21,000 homes joyfully received the ark of God in their homes. I don't know. From henceforth, because by the anointing, Saul was turned to another man. And all those times began to come to pass from in his life from that day. Therefore, by this anointing, be turned into another man.
May this anointing turn you to a surprise to yourself. It's one thing for others to be surprised at you. It's another thing for you to be surprised at yourself. And you wake up and say, "Shame me now, ni. Shame me now, re Oluwa. Shame me now, re Oluwa. Mo wa dupe ore atodun. Mo wa dupe ore atunkinisi. Mo wa dupe ore igbagbogbo. Shame me now, re." I've said many times, who dash monkey banana? That's my story. Who dash monkey banana? By this anointing, my God will turn to surprise to yourself. When you anoint the dead, they shall come back to life. You anoint the insane, they shall become normal. You anoint the barren, they shall be fruitful. You anoint the sick and the buffeted, they shall be healed and delivered. I'm not sending you with the oil to consume, but the oil to distribute, to impart on others. Yes, it will impart first on you, then from you it will flow to others. That shall be your testimony. Thank you, Heavenly Father. All that believe in the efficacy of the anointing of a king, put a little of this oil on your fingertips. And place that on your forehead. I begin to appropriate the prophetic word on your life. I receive afresh today the anointing of a king. Wherever the word of the king is, there is power. I receive afresh on my life today the anointing of a king. And wherever the word of the king is, there is power. I receive on my life afresh today the anointing of a king. And wherever the word of the king is, there is power. There is power. My authority level changes today. I receive upon my life today afresh the anointing of a king. And wherever the word of the king is, there is power. Precious name. Over time, we've been receiving the anointing for our blessing. Today, in addition, we are receiving that anointing for our distribution. Somebody's challenge in your office? Oh, yes. I came back with the anointing from Shiloh. Come down here. In the name of Jesus, be made whole. Jesus healed many before they came to follow him. He healed them first. Go forth and be an extension of the hand of Jesus. He said, "You shall lay your hands upon the sick, and they shall come." Go forth and be an extension of Jesus. Be an extension of the hand of Jesus. Be an extension of the hand of Jesus. For wherever the word of the king is, there is power. In the name of Jesus, you tell the man,
"Yes,
I command that situation to cease now." You say, "Please, I want to follow you to church. I want to follow you to church." Many will be converted as the power flows through you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus. It's the power of God unto repentance.
to everyone that believes. We're going to be taking a shot of the oil based on Matthew 3:11-12. Somebody was anointed, they took a shot of the oil and vomited all kinds. All kinds. Hidden things in the spirit world. Tormenting people without knowing. As you take a shot of this oil, it will clean you inside out. Preserve every organ of your body. Reactivate every organ of your body. And burn off every chaff in your system with his unquenchable fire. With his unquenchable fire. With his unquenchable fire. And so shall it be. All that believe in the efficacy of this mystery, take a shot of the oil and celebrate God. Cover your bottles. Lift up your two hands and give God glory. For Shiloh 2022, give God glory. For the impartation of the hour, give God praise. Give him a shout of Hosanna. Give Jesus a shout of Hosanna. Give the Lord a shout of Hosanna. It's a dawning of a new day. 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 The sound of my voice today, you'll be alive and well at Shiloh 2023. You'll be alive and well in your God ordained new status by 2023. No one under the sound of my voice today will be in the grave. You'll be a partaker of the impartation service of Shiloh 2023. Except Jesus return before then, and together we'll be in heaven. No one shall miss the rapture flight. No one under the sound of my voice today shall miss the rapture flight. We shall be there together on the seat of glory. In the name of Jesus. I want to appreciate all that work to make this event peaceful and orderly. The Lord bless your return. I'm talking to all our church officials around the nations of the world, every service unit that stood there to serve, be blessed in return. Because in all labor, there is profit. The choir, the security, the car park unit, the traffic control. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. For all my co-laborers, ministers of the gospel, new level. New level.
New level of ministry. New level of ministry. New level of ministry. Because greatness is a product of meekness. You sat at the feet of Jesus, you will rise by the hand of Jesus. For all our elders, you are not as old as Abraham, so you are here next year. You'll be alive next year. A good old age is the portion of everyone today. In the name of Jesus. All that have made their journeys from various places to be on Grand Shiloh or in any of the viewing centers around the world, you are arriving back safely. My joy is that the grace endowed me is being replicated. May you be a bona fide, open testimony of this day. We are invading the nations and our territories for Jesus with the same grace of dominion at work here. You are invading your business concerns with the same dominion onset that is here. Go forth and manifest it. I'll see you again at Shiloh 2023. Amen. Of Shiloh 2023 is December 5 to 10. You be in God's presence as a bundle of testimony. In the name of Jesus. Date again, everybody, December 5. To 10, 2023. See you there in the name of Jesus.
Come on, celebrate some more the God of Shiloh for all of his blessings. All of his doings, all of his mighty acts, to him alone be the glory forever. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please note that all the messages at Shiloh 2022 and previous Shilohs are available in flash drive. Please ensure you get your copies. Also note, all foreign delegates, you are admonished to get to the protocol stand at Hope Entrance. If you have representatives for doing that, why not? Please do so to make easy your journey back. In all churches worldwide, there shall be no Winners Satellite Fellowship this evening. Please note, so we can take time to reflect on all the things we have received from the Lord. Now stand still, everybody, please. Stand still. We cannot close this morning without prayerfully appreciating God's servant, our father, the apostle over this commission, Bishop David Oyedepo, for all the blessing that God used him to be to us at this event, and by extension to his dearly beloved wife, our precious mother. We'd like to pray for them this morning. How many of you agree with me we should do that right now? Amen. As we pray for them for renewal of strength, renewal of vision, and everything that is needed for continuous advancement, it will result to our own advancement. Please, with all seriousness, raise your voice the next 2 minutes. Let's pray. Father, uphold the hand of your servant. Multiply your grace upon his life. Renew his strength. Let him never know a better yesterday. Ever moving forward, never backward. Take away from him every concern, every worry. Beat down before him his foes. Let all who seek after his soul be plagued by your mighty hand. According to your word, let the oil be fresh upon his head. Let grace be multiplied to him. Let your word remain ever strong on his lips. Father, in the name of Jesus, let his eyes be brighter to see clearer the things that are ahead in the pursuit of the mandate and the assignment you've given to him. If somebody out there still praying, prayer for your leader is prayer for yourself. Because as he advances, you cannot be stagnated. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for your multiplied grace upon your servant. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Wave your hand now as we keep giving glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Every prayer we have prayed together at this moment for our spiritual father is established upon him in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Upon sharing the goodness, moment of jubilation, as led by our very wonderful choir, everyone is free to hang around, to stay and keep celebrating until you are discharged to go by yourself or by the Spirit of God or by the stopping of the choir. Whichever way. Amen. Now, if you can, hold the hands of two neighbors next to you. If it becomes a chain, why not? And loudly, the loudest, because this is a concluding one we have all together at Shiloh 2022, let us share the goodness of the Lord right now. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Shiloh 2022. And you are blessed as you go in Jesus' name.
I am going, I am. I am going, I am. For the Lord is on the throne. I am going, I am. I am going, I am. I am going, I am. Are you going higher? Let him hear your voice.
I am going, I am.
For the Lord
is on the throne. I am going.
Give you praise. What are you doing? Hey! Give all your dance.
Give all your dance.
Give all your dance.
Prayer that has been accepted, your dancing has also been accepted by the Lord. So, with that, you please be dancing your way out of the tabernacle right away so that we can make room for the sanctuary keepers to tidy up the tabernacle and the environment for next Sunday, for tomorrow. Please, as they sing fire, you will still sing for a few minutes and everybody will be dancing their way back, dancing your way out. And for those of you who are traveling, you need to start making your journey so you will not travel late. If you are traveling by road, don't go late so you can take off right now. If you are going to the airport, go early to avoid any traffic that may lead to disappointment in your flight. While you sing a few more minutes as everybody keeps dancing and dancing out. Your praise, your dance is accepted in the name of Jesus. The next thing we'll be hearing from you will be your testimonies. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh,